The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tan. Episode 15, Reunion.
Oh, I'm getting far too old for this. Oh, and it only takes one bad landing, that's it. Broken leg, hip, whatever, game over. Silence. Wow, I'm so used to noise. City noise, even 1888, this. I am never going to get over this feeling. Grass, it's grass, it's just the same. Soil, trees, stars, but it just feels newer, fresher. House over there. I can just about make it out. But it looks wrong. Why does it look wrong? Oh, for fuck's sake, it's because we're used to seeing Jacobean, Victorian, Roman buildings as worn, decaying. But back now, they're new. Like colonial barrack houses. I must get moving. Once I hide this bag. I was not expecting to have to bring it with me. All we need if I'd landed on a witch patrol. Me with my sat phone. I wonder if I can get a signal. Oh, that would be weird. That would be weird. I'm crouching here in my very best doublet and breeches, about to go into Salem at the height of the witch trials. But a phone call across the centuries is weird. Get it together, Robert. Get a move on.
I do not think the townsfolk will take kindly to my stepping in again, Mistress Dodd. Corwin is already suspicious of my motives. The court is growing impatient. They wish to begin the trials immediately.
Oh, you worry too much, John. The pressing of Swift.
Agarest, the demon.
As you wish, Agarest will give me what I need and open the floodgates to confessions and hangings galore.
You say that almost as though you do not wish the foul creatures to be discovered.
Define a foul creature. There are just as many men in this town who fit that criteria without being in any way creatures of the netherworld.
Perhaps I ought to reconsider my pact with you. You are...
Try it. I will swear it blind that you and I have been lovers for some time, and...
Precisely what a witch would say.
Oh, John, John, John. The mistake you would make there is in the belief that I give a shit about what happens to me beyond my task. Go ahead. Accuse me of witchcraft. I'll happily admit it and swear on all that is unholy that it was your wife who had me sign the book.
You are a hateful, monstrous...
Oh, spare me the sermon. We're very much alike. You are about to become very rich and ever more powerful politically, and I get to return home with...
With?
When will the pressing take place?
Tomorrow afternoon, in the square. What if he does not confess? What if he refuses to give what it is you are seeking?
I have every confidence that once the magnitude of the punishment starts to take hold, he'll sing like a canary. Who is overseeing the laying on?
Miller.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Mistress Dodd.
Oh, shut up. Stand close by him. If there's any sign that Agarest might die, stop the stones immediately.
I am not sure that
immediately.
Yes, Mistress Dodd.
Well, you're in.
He said there was another in the vehicle with him. A man named Robert Flynn. He was told to distract us while this other man exited.
How curious. Within the space of seconds, this man vanishes in a bare landscape, with only a Land Rover to hide his escape.
I saw David Copperfield in Vegas a few years ago. Made an elephant vanish right in front of our eyes. Rio fucking elephant, massive thing. 1 minute it was there, the next, dumb, same thing.
Yes, I have no doubt that the very next night that same elephant would have repeated the feat, and had you travelled backstage after the show, it would have been happily ensconced in its quarters. Where do you think this Robert Flynn has vanished to?
Ah, fuck, Mouse. I'm just a helicopter jockey. The sooner we wrap up here and get home, the better for us all.
And this is why you will never amount to being anything more than a helicopter jockey, my friend. You stand on the verge of a monumental discovery, yet you fail to appreciate the possibilities.
Yeah, whatever. Keep your heads down. I'm going to give the engines a blast. There's far too much dust, and the last thing I'm going to have is my bread and butter screwed.
Yuri. Mr. Kieran.
Might I take a shovel and finish the job?
Of course.
So, Harry Fitzgerald's a little bit more of a scumbag than we imagined, Gov. Not only class-eyes and gun-smuggling, he's people trafficking and all.
Well, we pretty much worked that out from a string of East European girlfriends. They never last long and they all seem to have a gaggle of hangers-on they're in charge of.
Yeah, but we still don't have a definitive.
And you think what we need is in that porter cabin?
Everything points to it. Loose informants.
The Belarusian?
Yeah, that's the one. She says that Fitzgerald's pavonined about security. He keeps everything away from his own place and in a secure location.
Hassan and I have been following him these past few days, ma'am. He comes here regularly, carries folders in there, leaves without them.
Not computers?
Now he's out of school, scared of being hacked.
And as you can see, there is always a man posted outside, rotated 24/7.
Yeah, but a warrant and he's toast.
He has that covered too. Our guess is gasoline and a chip switch. Anyone approaches with a warrant and the whole thing goes up in smoke.
Oh, great.
Exactly.
Hassan, have a stroll past. See if there's anything identifiable. And take the dog.
Oh, I fucking hate that dog.
No, the dog. Here, it's you. But it's good cover.
Whose is it anyway?
Barrett's.
It's too bloody big for this girl, I'll tell you that.
Mally thought he was buying a Pomeranian. Turns out it was a Spitz. The gruel.
One day that fucker will just accept that he needs glasses.
Okay, shoot. Did you turn up anything more on those pictures?
No.
Oh, fuck it. Swift was very specific on those particular individuals, and Hassan was able to confirm the movements of some of them. Records are gone pretty much, but there was one interesting anomaly. Lady Fraser is reported in the society pages of the time as attending a wedding in Somerset, the day before that photograph was taken at Colney Hedge.
The old Lady Fraser or the younger?
I'm guessing the older. I'm also pretty sure the younger is no more Lady Fraser than you or I.
Who is Zara Mullen, mum?
Jax Alexander's boyfriend, Liam, the desiccated body. She was his brief. Fraser Jr. is a spitting image of her, that's all.
So Swift may believe that there is a family history behind... No, that doesn't work. Not if she was a lawyer.
Pull the hospital murder file. Call her chambers. Have her come in for a chat.
Yes, ma'am.
Swift left very precise details regarding the tracking down of people over a century ago, as well as asking me... Well...
Ma'am?
Never mind. It was a favour. A big favour. And I did it. You don't need to know.
Understood.
And he left a weird postscript, a quote, I think, but buggered if I can find it.
I'm very well read, if you care.
What, you're saying I'm not?
No, that's not what I was meaning.
Max Lautner, I'm yanking your chain. You should know me well enough by now. It said, ask if the first are ever as noisy as the vaunted green.
Noisy engine?
Why?
British racing green. It's the colour of fast British sports cars. Aston Martin F1 team, for example.
That's interesting. Okay, work on that as well. Did you spot anything has... Oh, fuck, what's that smell?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I learned, tell Barrett that whatever he's feeding his dog, stop. Just stop.
Who is that?
Hello. I wonder if you could open the door?
Well, tell me who, and I shall.
A traveller, in search of lodgings.
Bit belated to be abroad, sir.
I agree wholeheartedly, but we arrived earlier than I anticipated, and I have sent my carriage on to the,
stable?
Exactly.
Might I ask how long you may wish a room for? I'm presuming a room and not a corner.
You presume correctly,
Constance, sir. Constance Stewart.
Well, Constance, if you have a room, I would be most grateful. It's cold, I'm more than a little tired.
Will you be staying long, sir?
A few nights. Hopefully not too long. once my business is concluded.
Are you a merchant, sir?
Not at all, no. No, I am... Well, I was an officer in King William's army. I was stationed here for some time, and now retired, I've decided to settle in Boston.
A fine choice, sir. But what brings you to Salem, if I may be so bold?
I'm in search of my daughter. Well, let's say that her mother and I's choice of husband was not met with enthusiasm.
Children. It was ever so. They never appreciate the knowledge of their elders in these matters.
Exactly. I had heard she may have been heading this way, and, well, here I am.
May I have a name for the register, sir?
Of course. Robert. Robert Alexander.
Alexander?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry, Jax. Please forgive me.
You lied.
I told them what you said. That is no lie.
Semantics. You knew what I meant, and you let them believe it was a confession. How do you feel?
Feel?
In your self-righteous piety? Do I forgive you for, in effect, sentencing me to death? You saw what happened. I was moments away from being hanged. Do you have any idea how that feels? No. No, of course you don't. You never will.
I am accused just as you. I had need to see my husband one last time, to share a cell with him. My life will end on a rope just as yours.
No, it won't.
You can't know that.
Yeah, actually, I can. I'm a witch, remember? Oh, I can't recall all the names, but at the Parkers, John Willard.
Stop it.
I'm good with dates, but not that good. So if I recall, Giles... Dear old Giles, he'll be pressed to death a few days before his wife, Martha, refusing to enter a plea.
Please, stop
it. And John Proctor, studied the play at school, so I have that one memorised. Got an A star for my essay. August the 19th. On August the 19th, your husband will be hanged for... No, listen to me. Some things are written in stone. You will survive. Your husband is going to die. And me? Oh, trust me on this. I'm going to get out of this place as if by fucking magic.
Sir John.
What is it, ma'am? I'm busy. Can't you come?
This is most important, sir. There is... No. Mistress Dodd. I'm sorry.
It's fine, Miller. Sir John, perhaps you'd better button yourself and attend to whatever commotion this buffoon is reporting.
How dare you? Control your horse, Sir John, before... My apologies, sir. I spoke out of turn.
Indeed. Now, what is the meaning of your interruption?
There is a man downstairs, sir. He wishes to see you on a most urgent matter.
And it cannot wait.
Hicks, Alexander... He claims to be her father, sir.
Aye, love. No, I'll be home next weekend. Yeah, if I can. No, I'm going to do me best. It's been hectic down here, but I know you want to go to that steam tractor fair, so unless something comes up, I'll be there with bells on. Yeah, I am. I'm just going to watch strictly, and then I'll have an early night. I love you too. Good night. Thank you, Swift. Working on this is going to give me the perfect excuse to get out of an afternoon of jam scones, big hats and the huge fucking machinery. I shall work at that letter again. Nothing. I can read it backwards, sideways, upside down and the stin out, but what's on the page? I'll be looking for invisible ink next. That'd be... Well, I didn't see that. 3 pages, but you've numbered them all top corners. Page 4. 4. 4. 4. I'm tempted to say you fucked up, but that is not like you. You're a walking mess, but your paperwork is always meticulous. Come on, Kevin. Work with it. Sorry, Revel Horwood, but you're on the back burner from the look of it.
You are the father of the witch, Hex Alexander?
I am, yes. And her name is Jax.
Almost as strange a name as Heggs.
I'm sorry, you are...
This is Mistress Dodd. She has been most helpful in the examination of the witches.
Good to meet you. Look, let's get to the point. My daughter is headstrong, running from an arranged marriage, and I need to take her home.
Sadly, sir, your daughter has already confessed to her sin and will be tried imminently.
So you have already determined her guilt?
She'll hang.
Yeah, thank you for that. Most positive of observations, Mistress Dodd. Let me state here and now, she will not hang. She will leave here with me.
Sir, you will forgive me, but we have had recent experience of a man claiming to be, well, in his case, a witchfinder from England. Naturally, he had no warrant. Might I ask if you have any form of identification?
My commission, sir.
The 2nd Dragoon Guards. Forgive me, but did your regiment take part in the Battle of the Boyne?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Raised by the Earl of Derby?
Peterborough.
Ah, yes. Yes, my mistake. You no longer serve, sir?
I sold my commission and brought my family to the New World, settling in Boston. Now, if you are quite finished, I would like to see my daughter.
Of course, Captain Alexander. I will have Miller take...
That won't be possible.
I'm sorry?
No visitors. Isn't that correct, Sir John?
It is. It is. The lady is correct. You will be able to see her at trial.
But that is... What the...
Oh, it has begun. We must hurry, Mistress Dodd. Good day, sir.
Lautner.
Yes?
I cracked it.
Mum? It's 3 in the morning.
But you're with someone?
No.
Not my bad, you, but of course not.
Well, that's harsh. If you are suggesting I have little in the way of nighttime escapades, I'll have you know that...
Oh, shoot up, Lautner. Like I said, I cracked it.
8.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Swift letter, the quotation.
Of course. I spent some time working on my earlier theory, and interestingly, one of the pins from Swift's foam was only a few miles from the Aston Knotting factory, so I thought...
No need, it's all in the letter.
It is.
Get your pants on. Meet me at the station.
At this time?
Seriously?
Of course, ma'am. 15 minutes.
Master Madden?
Anne, you wish to see my father?
No, sir. 'Tis you I seek.
Sit with me. Speak.
They are to press the demon.
I fear it has already begun. But at least it will bring comfort once he is either confessed and hanged or dies in the
press. He is no demon, sir.
Anne?
Oh, forgive me. I ought not to have come.
Come back. Anne!
This is duty above and beyond, ma'am.
I got you a coffee. Here.
Decaf latte with soy milk?
Oh, fuck off. It's instant from the kettle.
You said you'd worked out what...
Swift left. Hid. Just in case.
Go on.
He numbered all 3 pages as page 4.
Okay.
The quotation. It's not. You take the 4th letter and the 4th after and a 3rd 4 and you get... Fast, noisy, green.
Yes, yes, that's what I've been working on, remember?
But if you turn them around and pop them into what 3 words?
What 3 words?
Oh, come on. It's an app. 3 random words which correlate to a 3 square litre. Whole world is mapped.
Oh, what a splendid idea. I could have done with that a few times.
Listen, for fuck's sake. Those 3 words, them 3 square metres... Robert Flynn's house at the East End. His back fucking yard.
People of Salem, watch as those who transgress against God's holy will and yet refuse to confess their sins are brought to judgment. Lay on the first stone.
You're ready to confess, Swift?
Oh, fuck you, Mammon.
You'll never have the chance. Though, if that's all it would have taken for you to give up the fragment...
In your dreams...
Another. Can you feel that? That pressure on your chest. Let me fill you in. The stones get larger and heavier. You'll start to feel as though you cannot breathe, literally suffocating. Even as you fight for breath, your ribs will begin to creak, and then one by one, they will snap. You'll pierce the skin, and still, you won't die. These people are very skilled. You...
A lover.
For fuck's sake, Swift.
More weight.
Just give me the fragment and all of this ends. You and Jax, safe. And it's going to be 400 years or so before anything happens, long after you and the Amur have shuffled off
you, this. Still, you don't know where the other rifts are. The last...
Doesn't matter. We'll find them. Eventually. And in the meantime, we'll put a stop to your interfering
Robert,
with...
Robert's still out there.
Is he?
And he is far smarter than you. He's going
to... Turn your head to the left. Can you do that? There we go. Across the square, the tall guy going to see it in the ridiculous hat. Your oh-so-smart and fearless leader. Do you think he realizes he only has hours left to live?
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Also featuring Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.